what has happened down here is the winter change. Clouds roll in from the north and it start to rain. Rain real hard to rain for a real long time. 6 feet of water in the streets of Evangeline. River rose all day, the river rose all night. Some people got lost in the flood. Some people got away all right. River has busted through, cleared down the Plaquemine. 6 feet of water in the streets of Evangeline. Louisiana. Louisiana. They're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away. Louisiana. Trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away.
Welcome to Houston, y'all.
If you're flooding the whole, if you're flooding New Orleans, you're flooding New Orleans. Everybody got to go, huh? No, they ain't did that.
They pushed it where they want.
They ain't did that.
And that Ray Nagin, bro, he ought to not even come back to New Orleans.
Man, they're shooting helicopters down, bro, in New Orleans today.
And,
as we speak, they're blowing up chemical plants. They're burning buildings down.
What was your way of making a living in New Orleans?
I'm a welder.
You're
a welder? I made a nice living.
So you're like a steam fitter? And
I build government ships that we fight the war with.
Okay.
I build that. That's what I do.
What's your name?
Reginald.
How you doing, Reginald?
I'm doing fine.
Welcome to Houston.
I'm glad to be here.
You know, there might be some work for you here. I mean,
I have lived here about 10, 11 years ago. I lived here. I made a nice living here. But I left here because my mother fell down on her luck and caught a stroke. So I left and went home, and I've been making a living going around the world, Philadelphia, and everywhere.
I lived there. I used to live there.
Yeah, I worked at Caverna Shipyard. I mean, I did a whole lot of... I've been working all my life hard, paying my taxes, and for them to do us like this, I don't think it was right. And I hope they don't think we don't understand what we're doing. Five children of my own, two grandkids. You catch me out here, you need something, and I think you're right, and you fit for it, you can get everything I got in my pocket. I'm going to make me a way. God bless me to have mine.
Well, now,
go to work every day.
Well, now, see, I'm a white boy from Houston, and I thought all Negroes ever did was hang around on the street corners and sell drugs.
Well, you always took us wrong.
Well, you know,
we profit the world just like y'all. We profit the world just like y'all. We pay taxes. When people go on welfare, our taxes included, not just y'all. We come in, we fit the picture, because the world can't be. We all should be as one. We all should be as one. I'm understanding what you're saying, but understand where I'm coming from. Your taxes and my taxes are no different. It don't have nigger written on a dollar. It don't have black, white
written on a dollar. Yeah, we all like that.
We all are one. So my dollar ain't gonna change the way the world go because it's black. And yours ain't gonna change
all
the world because
it's
black.
It's all green, huh?
That's real.
Yeah.
And I can't make it no realer than that.
That could be the problem. Right?
Money is Confederate.
Man, it got out so rough out there, you couldn't even leave out your house to even go to the store without them patching.
They got to patch it down. They got to do your... But all this ain't nothing. You know what this is?
You could see I got out from work with you roughing
it's
me
a
up.
It's a conflict. You know? They got us in a situation where they want us at. And guess what? We not a bite. But some of us are very very, very true.
We don't put it on everybody because few of them doing it bad.
We taxpaying citizens just like everybody.
You're very, very
sad.
You're very much alive. We pay taxes just like everybody else. So let's join forces, like Dr. King said.
You never have to buy when you're with me.
You white, I'm black. But it still doesn't matter.
We sure
are. You got 8 pints of blood in your body, just like me. When we dead and gone, we can't come back. Because our skin color.
How many of you, they say they done drowned now? How many of them now?
The body count I ain't fell at 10,000 as the last time I heard it. Wow. 10,000. And what we had to die for, innocent people, babies, dying.
Now they didn't come the food. One they
didn't get
down.
Formula.
But they say man, shoot to kill
on.
Now.
Come on.
When did y'all get out of?
I left Wednesday.
I slept on Wednesday.
Water was over the rooftop when I left there.
So
God blessed me to make it from point A to B and get a ride out. I'm thanking the Lord. The reason why I made it,
because
he was on my side.
But, in the real world, how did you get, was it a helicopter or a boat or a...
Well,
transit.
You swam out or...
To vehicle, and at the time when I started leaving,
I walked out.
And had enough room to walk because the water was on its way to rise. But I knew things wasn't going to get no better. I left early and still got out on the wind.
Where'd you catch a bus?
Causeway and I-10.
Causeway and I-10.
I walked on water all the way to my neck with my wife on my back. And that was from Green Street to Leanna's, hit Claiborne. We were supposed to pick us on, up on Jefferson, Jefferson Line and Orleans Line. When we got there,
which would be about a mile,
wasn't even there. They said they were shooting at the helicopter. We had to walk from there all the way to the causeway,
which would be about a mile. He told him double his weight underwater.
Water
is the heaviest object on earth.
Water
is the most heaviest object on earth.
Man, that was sad.
Yeah.
So, I thought she was going to drown both of us.
What's your name?
My name is Perry.
Perry? Mm-hmm. You want to say the rest of it? Or?
No, I don't want to say
that's cool.
Old name.
All right. Hey, love, it's been great talking to y'all.
In this conversation, you know what's going on with life.
What, going on the radio? Okay.
We're going on the radio.
It's not live. It's on tape.
She gonna put me on the Legion of Jackson.
But the thing is, are y'all looking?
She for, already judged me already.
Are y'all looking for anybody though?
No. Fortunately, we found everybody that I was looking for.
Did you?
And I'm very relieved by that. But it wasn't until about an hour ago.
Oh really?
Yes, it was.
Where do you come from?
New Orleans.
Everybody's from New Orleans here. What a coincidence.
Yeah, we got here by helicopter.
Come on, man.
Come on, now, you were fucking with me.
You got here by helicopter? No, man. You didn't get here by helicopter. Not
Wait,
dressed
that?
Like that.
Come on. We literally did pretty much swim
here. We swam.
Oh,
you know, we're really trying to have a good heart about what's happened to us, but we're all very, very devastated about what happened to us.
No sh.
But on the other hand, we're all alive, and for the most part, we found our family members, but there's a lot of people that haven't.
That's right.
And we just want to put this behind us, and we want to go on, and we're going to rebuild, and we're going to live, and we're going to survive, and we're going to make it, huh, babe?
Yes.
Wow, that guy's got a voice, man. Hey, dude, man, you get a voice.
You sound like Barry White.
Yeah, he does, man. Come on, give us some radio stuff.
Come on. I don't know anything about any radio stuff, but I know where I'm at right now, and I'm enjoying myself, and I'm glad to be here at the present time, you know. And
you from New Orleans, right?
Yeah, you can tell I'm from New Orleans.
No, I can't tell if you're from New Orleans.
Where are you from? Where are you from?
Right here.
Okay. So I know you can tell we're from New Orleans if you're from here, right? Huh? Come on now. talk to me.
Look, it's not very often we get to welcome folks in and treat them right.
Yeah, we really been treated right because all y'all showed us since we've been down here was love, you know. And much love.
Yeah.
You know? Tomorrow morning we're going to Dallas, me and my girl.
Oh, you going to Dallas?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Me and my girl.
You jump out of that frying pan and get that fire.
What? Did your mama care? What would she wear? At the foot of Canal Street.
Louisiana. Trying to wash us away. Trying to wash us away.
Man, I'm in Houston. Ain't this just
put us on the internet or something?
Y'all done chained me from New Orleans to Houston. Ain't that cool?
So, who are you, man?
I'm Dirty Red.
You what?
I'm Dirty Red.
Dirty Red.
You got to say it the right way, though. Come on, now. You got to put the bass in that. Dirty Red.
I mean,
you gotta put the bass in. Yeah, see? That means I got up back. Well, soon I say,
Now look.
She sees me way across the street. I'm coming.
I need to warn you all that I grew up on those tugboats.
Uh-oh.
Oh, the run up and down there, you know.
Yeah, y'all
I was the only. I wouldn't say I was the only white boy, but I was the only punk on there that couldn't speak. That's French. They call it French. You know? So I mean,
what
I was kind of raised. I was raised by coon asses.
Yeah, what I'm talking about. That's what I'm not. Now you're coming. Now you're coming.
Yeah.
Now you're telling the truth.
So you know
that secondhand French.
And when I talk to people around Houston and tell them, look, I was raised by coon asses. They think I'm talking about black people as racist and shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, you don't know.
Don't know nothing about Morgan.
You don't know
and all that.
Oh yeah,
no,
that's from Morgan City. Come on down there. I don't care how many fellas you had, man. Just come on
open,
down.
Open.
There you go.
Then leave it open. Let's leave a crack in the door. I'm coming.
So you're a man from New Orleans.
Yeah.
Born and raised.
Born and raised. But I don't know what I got in my blood.
Yeah, well, they ain't all as ugly as you.
We my short. I got a little French, a little Indian, and a little. I ain't gonna tell you the other part.
Shout out or whatever you want. How you doing, man? I want to give everybody a shout out in New Orleans. I want to tell y'all stay strong, bro. I just came from down there, and I know what y'all going through, man. Hold y'all head, bro. I'm in Houston right now, but I just came from New Orleans. I just made it. You know what I'm saying? I was down there for 4 days straight, no food to eat. You know what I'm saying? People dying of starvation, no medical attention. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Morial, bro, step up, bro, and do your job, man. You got a lot of citizens that you let down, man. Step up and do your job, man.
Thank you, my man. What's your name?
Well, I say Morial.
I'm sorry, not Mr. Morial, Mr. Nagin. I'm shell shocked right now, man.
Think about what? How you feeling?
Where are you from?
I'm from New Orleans, some of St. Bernard, New Orleans, Spanish. But it feels better down here, you know what I'm saying? We feel like we get much attention. But at the same time, I want to thank the whole city of Houston, the whole state of Texas, for providing us with all this luxury food, comfort, saying if we need any kind of medications and all this here. It is nice to see that people really care about us like we care about other victims, like the tsunami and other relief efforts, you know. But at the same time, we out here trying to stroll the streets, trying to find our way around and, you know, fill our craft, you know, to the ground that we hold, you know, right now. But
you think it gonna go back or?
I might go back, but it all depends on how I feel about church. I know we can't walk around with no open containers and all that, in police officers don't want us to sit on no property and all that, trying to get us all back into the dome. I feel like since where we come from, we just sit anywhere we want, but not make no so much chaos towards the streets. You know, we gotta keep the people's city clean like we found it as we come here. You know, I feel if somebody invite me into their home and it's already clean, we should see to that we throw all the trash into the trash pile. You know, even though it overfills, because they don't have wide dumpsters like we used to have, but it's better off.
So y'all came from New Orleans and
Oh yeah. Must be.
Born and raised?
Yeah, born and raised from New Orleans. I ain't never been out of state before. But it's my first time on helicopter, boat, all that. About to pass out, I'm getting so much VIP status. You know?
Who's this beautiful woman with it?
I'm Angel.
Angel? Well, I'd have guessed that.
Well, she's not no angel, though.
Oh, she's not no angel. Oh.
You know, that's my angel, but she's, you know.
That's very sweet. Go ahead, Angel.
Who are you?
I'm Quentin.
Who are you?
My name is Quentin.
Welcome to Houston.
Thank you. I enjoy myself. I got people down here and everything, you know. But, you know, I'm trying to stick with my family and get the I grew up with in the Oak. You know, I came here with them, so I got to stick with them till, you know, we find somewhere to establish ourselves and get ourselves straight, you know. So we're going to stick together. We ain't going to let each other, you know, be all over, you know, and be lost. We can't find each other, you know, phone call. You know, I got to at least have a phone call on somebody, you know, let them know where I'm this place, such and such. You know, come catch the bus. You know, you catch the bus to my house or whatever.
So, you know how I can tell that y'all are from New Orleans and not from Houston?
Accent.
No.
No. Y'all, from the way that we speak and the way that we approach people, how we talk.
No. Y'all smiling of gold teeth. I'm talking about that.
But I don't have no gold teeth. I wish I did. They just closed on me when the hurricane came, you know?
Can I ask you one thing?
You know?
Yeah.
Can I ask you
but I got four, and, you know, that's a big thing down south, you know, gold, platinum, whatever, you know, gold.
You all right, sweetie?
But everything. It don't necessarily mean that. But we got tattoos and all that, you know. We straight. We do.
But we ain't no bad boys or nothing like that.
Oh, I was okay. I'm not scared anymore.
You don't have to be scared, you know.
I really like that.
Y'all were scared the hell out of me. Now I feel good. Okay.
Oh no, we ain't gonna never scare y'all. Y'all invite us into y'all home. We gonna make it like a
tournament show.
We ain't gonna take over the city like y'all back me.
Well, you know, I wish you would, because we could use a little more culture around
here. A little bit more music and all that. People be hiding and ducking and all that. You gotta come out and see the streets with us. Show us around. Help us out, you know?
What's up with Mike Jones?
They're not bringing
that down.
What's up with Mike Jones? I thought the strips be packed all day. You know, our strips be packed down south. And, we don't play. We just do our thing. But well, Mike Jones, baby, you got to bring it out here, man. You got to come and show us that you mean what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Mike Jones.
He's a rapper.
Was he a friend of David Duke or?
No, look. You're a friend of Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, okay. Oh man, Shaquille.
That's
right. Can't make a free
throw. Thank y'all. We want to thank y'all for letting us in y'all city, man. We really appreciate this. All the love, all the support. You know, we gonna keep it good, baby. We out here.
Hey, look.
We love you.
We love y'all.
Bye, Angel.
Bye.
You're looking good.
Bye, y'all. Take care. All right. Be safe.
Hello. How you doing, man?
I'm looking for my daddy, so, you know, I'm good, well as I can be.
Well, you came from?
Arlington, Texas.
Arlington?
Mm-hmm.
So you're from Arlington, and you're looking for your folks here from...
New Orleans.
New Orleans, okay.
Yeah, my dad from New Orleans, and he got split up from my mother this morning, last night. So they put the women and children on one bus, put the men on another bus, and so now she has his medication, his high blood pressure medication. That's why we're trying to find him.
Okay. So you know that they got out okay, though?
We think she got out fine. We got her. I found her today. But we're not sure about him.
Okay.
We think he is. We think he got out okay.
Well, and you went to both of the...
I went to both places in the back, the center, the Astrodome.
They got some places out there in Dallas.
That's what we got to find. Yeah, we got people looking in Dallas.
Did you have him talk to him over the loudspeaker?
Yeah, I put his name on the list, and I didn't hear him call it, but I put it on the list, and they said they were going to put it up on the board,
too. You have to wait till they call it. It takes a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's why you put it on the radio, right?
Yeah, we put it on the radio.
And why you put it on the radio.
I called the Red Cross, and so they took his name and number and everything, and they put it on the Red Cross.
Yeah, and if anybody hears anything about an Edward Michael Young from New Orleans, he's about 76 years old, and please just contact 817-360-5576.
I'll see what I can do.
I appreciate it, man. Okay. Thank you.
Well, I hope Houston takes you right.
All right. Take care, Phil.
Yeah, I'll go.
All right, thank you.
What did you...
Check. Come on.
That's why we flooded.
On the radio. So, y'all from Houston?
Yep.
And what brought you down to the Astrodome?
We saw how bad they were suffering on the TV, and we just wanted to come down and help as much as we can. We hope that y'all would do the same for us, you know. We just wanted to help out as much as we can because everybody's suffering, and you need as many people here as possible to help take care of y'all.
You know, I'm kind of a tough guy, and I was crying.
I cried a lot, too, but, you know, it's understandable. You know, everybody needs to cry because it's a hard thing to go through, and crying is just one way to get it all out. You have to get it out.
Who's this person over here?
I'm Lauren's aunt. Lauren's a high school student. She's a senior at Clear Creek High School this year, and both of us were just so stunned by everything that was happening, and we didn't have, you know, a lot of money to be able to donate things, and we thought the best thing to do would be to donate our time and to come down here and help people.
Have you been able to help out?
Yeah, actually, we there were some mothers that were walking around, and they've been holding their babies for days, so their arms felt like they're about to fall off, so we were holding the babies and rocking their babies for them, changing the babies' diapers, going and getting them diapers, going and getting them whatever they needed from the areas, going and getting them food.
Were you inside the Astrodome or just doing that on the sidewalk?
No, we're in Reliance Center. That's where we went to the volunteer section, and they were having a staging area or an orientation area, and they just said they needed 50 people right then, so we followed them.
Well, that's a great job holding babies. I mean...
Yeah, well, the babies were sweet. They were crying, and they stunk to high heaven, but, you know, it was just, they were so sweet, and the kids are so sweet, and they're so resilient. And
I love babies, man.
The little boys, and they're laughing, and they're playing, so we were getting them coloring books and crayons and playing with them, and they were happy. They were really happy.
Well, anyway, Houston is real proud of y'all.
We're proud to be from Houston.
And these folks are from New Orleans over here. They're giving you a big hand. So. Anyway, I really apprecireciate y'all talking to us.
Thank you for having us.
I want to thank
you. Bottom of my heart for helping us. You guys have been there for us from day one, and you haven't left us, and I don't think you're going to leave us till all of this is said and done. And it touches us from the bottom of our hearts. And believe me, without you guys, I don't think it would have been as easy as it has been for us to get through this. And it's not easy, believe me. It's not easy for one iota of a second. But you guys have made it so much easier for us to get through this. And from that, I want to thank you so much.
Anyway, tell me your story. I mean, how did you get here and all that stuff? And anything exciting? Or?
We was there, and we left before the storm came.
Yeah, we left
like Saturday?
Yeah, we left Saturday.
We went to
Memphis.
To Tennessee. And we saw everything on the news. My house on the water and everything.
Oh, crap.
All that. And we just, out here, we're looking for our brother. He and up. And we can't find him. It's just so unorganized
in there.
There's
two shelters now.
There's two?
Yeah, we
went to both of them.
The arena and the dome.
No. Well, we went to both of them. And we can't find nothing. It's just... How it is in there, it's just so unorganized in there, and
so
it's just, you can't find nobody,
the
man.
The people from Houston are really trying to help us.
So y'all came down from dry land to try and find your folks.
Yeah, we're actually in Austin now in a hotel.
But you know, you just gotta bear with it.
You live in Austin?
Yeah, we're in a hotel now in Austin.
In Austin?
Yes.
Yeah. So you just drove down here for tonight?
We drove down here to look for our brother.
They're here.
Do y'all need a place to stay?
And they could be in Dallas.
Where are you staying at?
In Austin. Maybe in Austin.
I ain't going down there. It's a jungle in there.
Are you Neville too?
Oh, my baby. And I didn't
family, Neville. That's my family.
Yeah, it's your family?
Yeah, I left
with my mom. Man, I'm in star territory here. It's amazing.
I had left with my mom and I just, you know, too, I just found out they came to Houston, so I met up with them.
If I can ease your mind that way,
and I just found them, now we got to go look for our brother.
So were you out of town when the flood happened too?
Everything else.
Yeah, I left.
I've been in there.
I was about to get left there, but I left. I was lucky to leave.
It's uncomfortable.
Were you out of town when it went down? Or?
But it's not as bad as
you left earlier.
Yeah, I left earlier.
When did you leave?
See everything that went down, I left Sunday.
Sunday wasn't that early though. That was kind of the, you know, the,
it was like the day before. But you know, it was, you know, I was watching it on the news. Everything just bad. It's just, you know, it was sad.
Have you seen your house underwater or anything like that? Or
my house, I thought my house was total, but it's not. I just have 3 feet of water. I stayed in Slidell, but my other house that was in New Orleans is underwater. It's gone. Nothing I can say about it.
So, are you gonna go back to live anywhere around there? Or?
I might stay in Houston. Thinking about staying here.
No, I don't. I have like a human being.
Cause I have my house. I have a lot of family out here. So, you know, it's good. It's better for me.
So, folks around Houston?
Yeah, I have a lot of our whole family stay out here.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
They got the hell out when the going was good, huh?
Yeah.
How y'all doing?
Hi. Hi, yes. My name is Gail Sertan. I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana. And I want to thank Houston for being so generous and so kind to us. They have showed us so much love during the tragedy we done been through. And I'm looking for Rosalind Lindsay, Jamara Lindsay, and Janae Lindsay. If you hear this, call me. Call the cell so I can come and get you from the Astrodome. And thank you, Houston. This is a beautiful city. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. Welcome to Houston.
Thank you. My name is Alina Benson. I'm looking for Tolliver Benson and Dana Marrero, Diane Graham, and Javen Graham. They may be in New Orleans, Dallas, or anything. Please call 281-988-6871. Thank you.
Okay, well, welcome to Houston, and I hope you all works out for you.
What has happened down here is the wind air change. Clouds roll in from the north and it start to rain. Rained real hard to rain for a real long time. 6 feet of water in the streets of Evangeline. River rose all day, the river rose all night. Some people got lost in the flood. Some people got away all right. River has busted through, clear down to Plaquemine. Streets of Evangeline, Louisiana, Louisiana, they're trying to wash us away, they're trying to wash us away, Louisiana. Trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away.
Welcome to Houston, y'all.